Rise Up Radio is sponsored by James Carmody with Synergy One Lending.
Now, in studio, your lending expert, family man, and servant leader, who's committed to honoring and empowering San Diego's servant leaders to rise up. Your host of Rise Up Radio, James Carmody.
Happy New Year, folks. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I am your host, James Carmody. We have a fantastic show for you today. Hope you are excited. We hope you enjoyed the holidays and got to spend some time with your loved ones. And we are excited to kick off 2018 with a bang. And, you know, first, just an acknowledgement and a shout out to the Rise Up community. We're now entering into the beginning of our third year. Wow. I'm like moved just thinking about that. Like, we started this as a conversation like 2.5 years ago. And, you know, the conversation was what we do differently in San Diego that's going to highlight people doing good work in the community and share the good news and the good stories of servant leadership and people that are doing good and empowering others. And fast forward, we are about to hit our 100th episode. We've had over 200 guests. Love the round of applause. Thank you, Todd. And it's exciting, you know, and what every Friday I get the reassurance that we are on the right path, that the community and the market and the people of San Diego want to hear the good news. They want to hear people that are doing good things to really have us be able to proudly claim and own San Diego as America's finest city. And so for that, I am truly humbled, I am grateful, and I am blessed for the love and the support over the last 2 years. So thank you. Todd, thank you for all that you're contributing. Couple questions for you.
Yeah, am I have the answer?
Yeah, okay. What do we have going on right now out in San Diego that we need to be aware of this weekend?
This weekend, that's a good question. We have got the goals, and they're on a hot streak. They're playing this evening.
The wife and I are going tomorrow night.
This here. Also, you know, we've got to recycle our Christmas tree. Now it's time to recycle a Christmas tree. Over at Kate Sessions Park is where I take mine.
Yes. No, I think that's smart, folks. You know, get rid of your Christmas tree. The last thing you want is a brown tree in your living room.
That's all I've got for now. Today's been busy. I'm still planning out my weekend. What do you have going on this weekend,
right,
James?
Right. Well, excited to see the Gulls tomorrow night. Excited as we move into playoff football. I love this time of year for the NFL. You know, I think you really see the best of the best, and you're going to see some great games over the next couple of weeks. Obviously, you have San Diego State football, basketball. Sports wise, plenty to be paying attention to.
Some interesting information that came out today about Brady was the one that wanted Garofalo traded.
All right, where's my sound up, like, mute button? We're just going to kibosh that right now. As a Bostonian, a guy that grew up, you know, south of Boston, it's hogwash. It's ESPN and, you know, some beat reporter looking to find something to stir the pot as we go into the playoffs. So, you know, there's no story there. But
as soon as I heard this story, I thought, I got to bring it up to James, Mr. Patriot.
You know, here's what's going to happen is Brady's going to continue to get younger as that guy just like feeds on like spinach and rabbit food. And they'll probably be together for another 3 or 4 years and they'll find another Jimmy G. I was sad to see him go. Guy's doing unbelievable in San Francisco, but onward and upward. Yeah. How was your holidays?
Holidays were great. You know, all my family lives here in San Diego. So did the, you know, traditional family thing. We did the Christmas lighting of the Church of Mission Valley, which is always nice. Cool. The candle lighting service. Yeah. And it was great. And had a mellow New Year's. How about you? You have first Christmas for your son, right?
First Christmas for Connor James. And he got his first taste of Christmas Eve Mass. He made it to where, where you offer peace. We go to a Catholic church back in Boston. And so that's about 3/4 of the way through the service. I consider that a victory for him.
That's pretty good.
And we kept him warm because it was, it was in the single digits back there. And happy to be back in San Diego, our home where we have 70 degrees and sunshine.
Is that on the ice bomb or the blizzard bomb or something?
Yeah, the blizzard cyclone. Just real quick, not to digress too much as we are. No, all my family and friends are safe. One of my buddies is a firefighter. They actually had to rescue the NBC News team who was at the lighthouse and really didn't know the area. I grew up in a small coastal town, and it floods. You know, the main throughway in the harbor was under 2 feet of salt water yesterday. And then you have 0 degree weather overnight. Everything just freezes, you know. The harbor master actually fell in. His boat was about to break off from the dock, and the guy fell in. Someone had to rescue him.
That's gnarly. The harbor master almost falls in.
Keep people on the East Coast in your thoughts and prayers, and pray that it gets warm there soon. Anyway, we digress. We have an exciting show for you. We have three great guests. We have two nonprofit entities with us, and we have a for-profit entity, and we're excited to see how the collaboration works amongst these three organizations. And our first guest that I'd like to introduce is the president and CEO of AmeriWorks, Kurt Whitmire. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me, James.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. And we also have you know, another organization that you partner with, Band of Hands. And I'm really excited to hear about your story and your journey. Mr. Aziz Badra, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And a repeat guest who is a favorite in the Rise Up community from Support the Enlisted Project, Mr. Tony Taravinian. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's kick off with Kurt and AmeriWorks. You know, before we dig into kind of what AmeriWorks does, what was your journey, you know, before you got AmeriWorks cranking? You know, where did you get your start?
That's a good question. Well, my good friend Aziz, who I've known for about 20 years now, Aziz and I met about 20 years ago in a joint venture, and we've had a great relationship ever since, and we've always been looking for an idea, and he's kind of the idea man. He's the 40,000, you know, foot view man up
we
there.
We all need those.
Who comes up with ideas, and I had to go get another job and started another business, and I said, Aziz, if you ever come up with a great idea, you know I'm on board. So a few years ago, he came up with this idea that he'll discuss, Band of Hands. And I thought, you know, in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to be part of a nonprofit organization. I've kind of got a heart for helping people. I love to do that. I love to coach kids in Little League, my grandson's team, travel ball.
You're a local guy.
You know,
Crawford High?
Crawford High, San Diego State, you know, played a little bit with the San Diego Padres, Minnesota Twins organization.
Nice.
And got out of that and got into the sales industry as a vice president of sales. And I really got a thrill out of not just making the money, that wasn't the most important thing, but I got promoted into sales management. It's developing people. And I had a heart for seeing a young sales guy who was driving in a Pinto station wagon come in with not the best dressed, you know, clothes that particular day, and watch him develop, and a year or two later be able to get a nicer car, a nice house, get married, have kids. So I've always had that in the back of my mind as to being able to help people. When Aziz came up with the idea of Band of Hands, I thought, man, there's 95 million people underemployed or unemployed. And we came up with a goal. I came up with a goal along with some others on our board to put 1 million people back to work again. And that's our objective. Wow. And then, you know, we can talk a little bit later about Tony and his group at STEP who've really been instrumental in helping us to kind of develop and fine tune the program.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what I love in that, Kurt, is that, you know, you clearly are about others, you know, someone who is going to be so caring as to look at their employees and their team members and say, okay, what's this person's life look like? You know, yeah, maybe they come in and they work for me, or they, you know, work on a project, but okay, are they fulfilling on their life? You know, are they saving? Are they living the lifestyle that they want? And to actually be able to think like that says a lot about you as a servant leader.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I also notice, you know, someone who's been married for over 40 years, knows a few things about relationship.
Well, my wife does, for sure. You know, but yeah, it's, you know, I think that if somebody were to ask me what's the, you know, your most successful thing in your life at this point, it would be being married for 42 years, because it's give and take, you know. Yeah. And there were many times that, you know, we could have thrown in the towel, to be quite honest. And, you know, three kids and raising them and the differences of how to raise them. I think a lot of people go through that. But we had a commitment. You know, I think God definitely has a role in our lives, and we really depended on that to keep us together through those tough times. But, yeah, I've got a great wife, three great kids, five grandkids. Like I said, I get to now coach my grandson, who's a sophomore at Grossmont High School, in baseball and football, and it's just great to be able to do that.
Sounds like you have an incredible family.
I do. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. We're going to dig some more. We're going to dig more into AmeriWorks. And folks, you've heard us mention, you know, this gentleman, the mystery gentleman here behind Band of Hands, Aziz Badra. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So, you know, what was kind of your path prior to even starting Band of Hands? What were you doing professionally?
So I'm a longtime San Diegan, been here since 1966.
Great.
Grew up Patrick Henry High School, joined the military. I'm also a veteran.
Yep.
Spent 6 years in the United States Army in the Army Reserve, and started several businesses here in San Diego, kind of a serial entrepreneur, if you will.
Yep.
Then spent several years traveling all over the world, probably booked about 2 million miles, going everywhere, doing everything with a lot of different people. It led to a lot of interesting opportunities, but it taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about how big this world really is. And unless you've sat on an airplane for 17 hours headed to Singapore and see how big these oceans are and how many people there are in this world, there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of need too. And that's kind of where the Band of Hands piece came in.
Incredible. First of all, thank you for your service. And I, you know, thanks for being a longtime native San Diegan. You know, there's not many of you guys. I know, you know, Kurt is. Tony, are you a native?
I am not.
You're not.
Okay. I came here in 92, though.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, you're local at this point, but not native. I'm working towards my local status, you know. But thank you for what it is that you're doing. I'm excited to learn some more about Band of Hands. We're going to unpack your story in the next segment. And so, folks, really excited to talk about collaboration and collective impact. And that's really what you're going to take away from this show today. You know, we have three strong servant leaders, three great organizations, all with, you know, their individual visions and missions, but there's a lot of overlap and collaboration that goes on. And so we're going to continue to unpack that. Right now, we're actually going to take a short break, but stick around. You're listening to Rise Up Radio. We'll be back in a few.
1170, The Answer.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086. Hey folks, James Carmody, the host of Rise Up Radio, your source for good news in the San Diego community. We are sharing the good news about what's going on. We need your help. If you are listening to this, please stop what you're doing. Go to sdriseup.com. In the bottom right corner of the page, there's a button that says, I will rise up. We need your help in sharing the good news in San Diego's community. Whether it's the local pastor of your church, your kid's little league coach, or small business owner, we want to share the good news. So go to sdriseup.com and share the stories.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Rise Up Radio. I'm your host, James Carmody. We have three great organizations in studio with us. We have Support the Enlisting Project, we have Band of Hands, and AmeriWorks. And where we left off before the break, we were talking to Mr. Aziz Badra with Band of Hands. Aziz is a San Diego native, lived here since 1966, spent 6 years in the U.S. Army from 83 to 89, has traveled the world, seen a lot as an entrepreneur and a business owner, and, you know, has created this organization called Band of Hands, which we're excited to unpack. So Aziz, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you.
So what was, you know, what was kind of the thrust for Band of Hands? Where did the idea come from?
So the primary idea started from find a need and fill it, which is pretty, you know,
sure, common business savvy. What's missing?
Right. So we looked at that, and everywhere you looked, every newspaper, every article headline was all about 94, 95 million Americans unemployed or underemployed. Mm-hmm. And I got the idea one day to just put in Google, hey, I need money today. And you'll come up with these pretty interesting lists that, hey, pawn your watch, have a garage sale, go give blood, and things like that. And they're all pretty much the same.
Okay, pretty aggressive.
Yeah. And we thought, wouldn't it be nice to just be able to open your phone, find something near you, and be able to go do that job and get paid? That was really the premise of what we were looking to build, something that gave everybody access to money in 5 minutes. And wow. So that's really, so no one has a reason not to, or to go hungry, if you will.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I love the simplicity of it, you know, but here's, what does that look like? Right. So I'm on the other side of Google and I type in, all right, I need money, you know, and you guys come up. What does that process look like?
So the process is simply, it's a mobile application, Android and iOS, where you can download it. And then based on your location, we use location services.
So folks, whatever you're doing, provided you're not driving, download Band of Hands. Go into your Android or Apple store now and just download Band of Hands, just so you can stick with us in the story, right? And then you can start to kind of tinker around with it over the weekend.
They can download, they can see what jobs are available around them. They'll see a list view, and then they'll also see a map view. So it'll show you where you are, and it'll show you the closest jobs to you. And we've even color-coded the jobs. So depending on what type of work, hey, you have a truck, and you're willing to do some pickup and drop off, then that's red, for example. Creative design is yellow. So you can kind of get an idea of what jobs and what type of jobs they are based on the map. The little pin on the map will show you where you are and where the closest job is to you.
Wow, that's great. And so then do, you know, so you connect them with whoever is looking for the work to be done.
That's right.
And they arrange their own payment directly with each other?
Right through the mobile applications. So they, in the mobile application, will say, "This, I'll pay $100 for this job." And I want to stress, this is a peer-to-peer network.
Wow.
So we've had people say, elderly couples say, "Hey, we have a couple of couches we want to take upstairs." They're not going to carry them, so they simply post a job. We have thousands of college students that are out there saying, "Hey, for 2 hours worth of work, I'll
come
do
that,
for $50." Right.
Right.
We've had people post jobs and say, "Hey, I'll pay $80 if someone will go to La Jolla Shores and save the fire ring next to the lifeguard tower." So if you think about that, you're a college student, you need $80, you need $100. Well, someone will pay you to sit there and hold the fire ring. I personally, my time's valuable, as all of our time is. I'll gladly pay that, so I don't have to go sit at the beach from 7 a.m. until midnight because we're having a bonfire. But college students would be happy to do that. So that's the type of work that it is. It's really peer-to-peer work.
I mean, I love that. You're really making it very easy for people to get cash in hand, provided they need it. And someone, exactly like you said, like you're an elderly couple, you need a couch moved. I actually had that wonderful experience over the holidays moving a couch with my brother into my 76-year-old father's basement with 13 degrees outside and snow on the ground. And had I known about this, I probably would have paid some college kid $50 to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to be elderly either.
Right. Right. But it just, you know, folks, if you really think about that, like, you know, there's so many things that, you know, we maybe have requirements or need or want to have done that we necessarily won't do ourselves, or our time is being pulled in a different direction, and someone would gladly do that work. You compensate them directly and it's done.
That's right. And it's all paid through the app. So you don't have to worry about paying somebody cash or someone showing up and you don't know who they are. So our app allows you to see those people first. You can see their profile. You can read what other people have written about them. You can see how many star rating that they have. So it's better than your Craigslist. You know, Craigslist is very anonymous. You're responding to a 2 foot long email address.
Right.
But until that person shows up, you have no idea. With our app, you get to see that person, their picture, you get to read about them, and then you get to see what other people have also said about them.
Love that. So there's, you know, so you actually have information. There's, it's almost like there's a built-in safety feature to it. And you have, you know, you have a rating system.
That's right.
Right. You know, obviously people aren't going to want to hire someone if they have a track record of, you know, not doing what they say or doing bad work or not paying or vice versa.
That's right. And it's open to everyone. It's open to individuals on a peer-to-peer basis. It's open to organizations. It's open to charities. If you think about it, one of the biggest challenges that charities typically have is they don't have full staff for all events that they're looking to do. Mm. So where do they find the people? And they're kind of relegated to, you know, relying on volunteers. But there's times where they'd be willing to pay someone, but they don't necessarily want to hire someone, because I think one of the biggest problems charities have is the hiring and the firing. This yeah. allows them to just on demand bring somebody in for the 2 days, the weekend, whatever it may be, pay them as an independent contractor, and then once they release those funds, when the job is completed, they're actually done. They don't have to worry about a W-2, 1099, or anything.
Wow. And then that's all you know, well, no, you said it's through the app. So there's no 1099. It's basically...
That's all handled through our payment provider. So it makes it really easy for people like Tony or business people or whomever it may be. It's not a $600 limit. You know, all these politicians that get in trouble because they paid their gardener over $600 and didn't 1099 them. If they would have used our app, they would never have been in trouble.
And then how are you able to do that?
It's simple. There's what's called a 1099-K. That was the Treasury and the IRS's answer to all of this online work, like Uber, Lyft, any type of freelance work. They went away from the 1099 miscellaneous of $600 and went to the 1099-K, which is $20,000 and 200 individual transactions. It's both. It's not or. So that means somebody could earn $20,000 and do 200 jobs. Then our payment provider would actually issue the 1099.
Got it.
So it takes the burden off the business or the individual and having to worry about that.
Absolutely. Okay. And I think, you know, as we're seeing the rise of these technology companies, you know, the Ubers and the Lyfts and the Postmates and, you know, I think the market wants this more so than ever.
That's right. One of the driving factors, I read an article about the sharing economy from Pricewaterhouse, and they said that in this article that the sharing economy was about $15 billion, but they predicted by 2025 it'll rise to $335 billion. That's a short amount of time and a huge amount of increase. So we're looking to kind of get ahead or get in front of that increase. But you're right. I have three adult daughters. This is what they look for. You know, they're looking to do something with that has some social good to it, but earn money at the same time. This allows them with where we're going with this, with Tony, with AmeriWorks and so forth, to kind of do both.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned AmeriWorks and we got to know a little bit about Kurt in our first segment. Where does that collaboration come in for you?
Okay, so when we first started this, we thought we're going to have a percentage of people will be job posters and a percentage of the people will be workers, 70-30, 80-20 or something like that. We never thought that it would be 99.9% workers and a small amount of job posters. So the real key is the jobs, is getting the jobs, getting the people to post jobs. And so we put on our thinking caps and said, is there a way to create a never-ending stream of jobs? Is there a way to create so many jobs that every time my daughter, his brother, whomever it may be, needs work, they can simply open the app and start scrolling through and find jobs in their area? And that's where our collective mind came up with the idea of being able to take... There's two giant pools. One is a pool of money and one is a pool of people. The pool of money is on the charitable side. There's over $400 billion last year was donated. And if you think about that, that's an enormous amount of money.
Yes.
And then you have that 90 plus million people over here that need work or are unemployed or underemployed. So the idea was, can we take those two giant pools and mesh them together? And that's what the culmination of taking a for-profit, which has your profit motive, which allows us to invest a lot of money into building software, and then take the charitable aspect of it and bring the two involved. So to sum it up, we are taking donations, whether individual or corporate donations, giving it to individuals on the street in the form of a job for the benefit of charity. So it's really a hand up, not a handout.
Love that. It's totally a hand up, you know, and people that can go fulfilling that job, give themselves some self-esteem, give themselves, you know, some money in their pocket, take care of their bills or what have you. Kurt, what's this partnership like for you with AmeriWorks?
You know, it's just a great fit. I think one of the things that woke me up was about a year and a half ago. The men's group at my church, Gateway Church in El Cajon, decided to go out and feed the homeless, you know, go out on the street.
Okay.
I'd never done that before, you know, I hate to say it, but I never took advantage of doing that. And when I got out there, I found out that there was a lot of people out there that, you know, I would call them maybe your professional homeless. They want to be there and they've got the, you know, the tents. They really don't want a whole lot of help.
Right.
But there's other people out there that were there because maybe of no fault of their own, but they lost a job. They were on the street and they needed help. That day they needed help. They needed to make some money. They needed a hand up, not a handout necessarily. And so when Aziz came to me with this idea, I thought, you know, there are so many nonprofit organizations out there, whether they be faith-based, veterans organizations, inner city kids organizations, that they need some funds to be able to provide for these people, to give them a hand up. And so we started talking to some people, some donors, small donors, and they said, this is a great idea. And we got some small donations that came in. And then our affiliation with Step and Tony has been fantastic because he's been just a great proponent of what we're doing. And he gave us some opportunities to, you know, actually set up the trial between Band of Hands and AmeriWorks and how that worked through the donations. And we've seen real life stories. I mean, you know, when you can see somebody who's been, one of them, Kim, was with the Innocent Projects. Here's a lady who got convicted of a felony and for something that she didn't do. She finally was proven innocent, got out of, you know, prison,
right?
And she had a transitional time there. I mean, what is she gonna do? She's a felon, basically. Where's she gonna go get work? And so what we were able to do is provide donations to the Innocent Project to have her go speak and tell her story. And she would make $100 each time she went out and told her story. That was just a bridge that got her through a tough time in her life.
Absolutely.
So changing lives, and you can see it, and it just brings it really home, you know? And that's what really what we're all about.
Thank you. Thank you. Folks, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Rise Up Radio. You're following us at sdriseup.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
San Diego.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending. 858-525-3086.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. Thank you for tuning in. You are following us at sdriseup.com. And remember, we are always looking for local heroes and servant leaders. You can go to sdriseup.com. At the bottom of our homepage there, you can nominate a hero. We'll reach out to them. We'd love to share their story about how they're doing good work and moving the needle in San Diego for us to claim San Diego as America's finest city. Three servant leaders that have been in studio with us today. We're excited to continue to unpack this. And, you know, we have Band of Hands, AmeriWorks, and Support the Enlisted Projects, three great organizations in San Diego. And they're really doing a ton of social good by pooling people that need money, want money. Maybe their only source of means of money, if their home's on the streets, or maybe they want additional income, or, you know, they just want to work on a project. And then on the other hand, you have people that, for any number of reasons, do not want to do a particular task. And you could be someone who runs a business like Tony Terabanian with Support the Enlisted Project, who has these projects come up as the head of a nonprofit. I can't do that. I don't have that in my infrastructure right now. How do I make this happen quickly and efficiently? And that's what Band of Hands does, is bridge the gap. Aziz, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you.
So, you know, let's walk our listeners through exactly how does it work with Band of Hands from start to finish.
Sure. I'll give you a direct example of what we just did. So through Facebook giving to AmeriWorks, people were able to donate and donate for a veterans charity or a veterans cause.
And remind people again, AmeriWorks is the for-profit side of things.
The nonprofit side.
Excuse me.
Yeah. So AmeriWorks.org is the nonprofit side of things. So donations were made through AmeriWorks. And then those funds, not the funds, but the, let's say, the administration of those funds was given to Tony.
Yep.
So now $300 that came into AmeriWorks, that came from just regular donors like you and I, mm-hmm. would now is made available to Tony, utilizing our technology to post jobs for the community. So now Tony can take that $300 of donation, created three jobs at $100 a job, on our mobile application, which then went out to all of our users. Tony's able to see the people who apply and can choose whomever he likes. It could be his own people. It could be people that are part of his constituency that he's looking to help. So he could then choose three veterans and give them a job for the day. So that donation went right, that those individuals made, went right into the hands of a local veteran for the benefit of a veterans charity utilizing our technology.
I can't think of a more efficient way to allocate funds.
We say, James, it's like spending your money twice, because you're giving someone like Tony at Step the benefit of your donation, but you're doing it by giving the money to an actual veteran in the form of a job. So you're really kind of spending your money twice.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that. You know, we keep hearing this this mystery leader here, Tony, and Support the Enlisted Project. So folks, you know, some of you are familiar with Support the Enlisted Project. Tony, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
Just share, you know, with our listeners, you know, we have new listeners all the time, you know, that may not be familiar with STEP. You know, when did STEP get created, and what's the impetus behind it?
Yeah. So I grew up in a young military family.
Yep.
I was a young enlisted submarine sailor, and I had a difficult transition from service.
Yeah.
So those are three big challenges that are common in our military. So living those experiences, I was able to collect many unique understandings about what it's like to live in that world. Mm. About 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, I helped to create STEP, Support the Enlisted Project, and I've been managing it hands-on for the last 5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, that went fast. We formed STEP because we wanted to do better by our young military families. We thought they deserved better, because me and the folks that started STEP and I understood that, and we knew that they deserved better. We wanted to do better by them. So we created STEP to specifically focus on young military families in financial crisis, imminent loss of their house, their car, utilities, diapers, food, car insurance, medical issues, these types of things. And what we do is we have a financial counseling program that has worked more like a social intervention. So our financial counselors are actually social workers that work on the behavior side of budgets, financing, understanding money and obligations and how to manage that for yourself. And then we also have a grants program where if we can't figure out how to help somebody's money stop today's eviction, then we go ahead and pay for that. And when we started STEP, we had a couple choices. One, we could build it slow and conserve money. We decided to do it on a completely privately funded. So all of the money that comes to STEP comes from the community. We go out and ask the community in forms of grants, corporations, individual donors, please give us money to support these young military families. So in the beginning, we said, well, we could sit back on the sidelines and start this slowly and make sure that we don't get over-engaged, or we can just go out there and try to build a program and see if it works.
Right.
And we did that. We went full blast forward. You know, is there a need for this program? Will the senior military community support us supporting their sailors, Marines? And then can we get the community to support us? And that came back in the first 3 years, just astounding yes, yes, and yes. So demand for our services has been going up and up. There's 95,000 young military families here in Southern California that are eligible for our services, and we're seeing about 1,000 a year. And many people believe we're doing fantastic work, and they continue to support us. So when I met Aziz the first time, which is now going on 3 years ago, I thought about my history. And between the military and STEP, I had also started several businesses. And quite the dreamer myself, as far as we can do a lot of different things. I was working as a strategy and visionary and process improvement specialist at a consulting firm. So when I heard his ideas and what he was doing, I could see the good in it. I was currently experiencing the what it's like to be in a startup with STEP. So I could relate very easily to him trying to start this business up, and I knew there was going to be good synergy for us.
Fantastic. And it's, it just seems like it's unnatural synergy, you know, and you guys have been together for a long time.
Yeah. The more we talked about it and the more we thought about it, it just, everything seemed to click more. All of my challenges could be answered by, what he offered, and really his challenges could be answered by what I offered, which was one of the, you know, things Aziz addressed before, is most of the people that come to his site are people looking for work.
Right.
So where do we, how do we get more people involved, like on the bigger picture? How do we get, you know, even more people looking for work, but also how do we get more work there? And one of the ideas is to stimulate, you know, you could use, take some treasury examples, but you're doing artificial stimulation mm-hmm. by getting jobs in there other ways. So initially, I used the platform and I said, Aziz, I got some work I got to get done, but I don't have any people for it. And he said, you know what? Go ahead and use my app and I'll just pay for it. So you can hire somebody to do your job and then I'll pay you for it. And then I'll get to see how the app works from your side and you can give me the feedback. And then you can also get your job done. And I said, that's great because I don't have a lot of extra money. I don't have time in my day to do a lot of things. We run everything kind of bare bones. And our focus is helping young military families. A lot of times what we have to do around that to support that mission takes bodies and it takes time.
Yeah.
So over the years, I've used his service to we have a lot of volunteers and we average about 7,000 hours a year.
Wow.
But one of the things that's come up is people volunteer on their time when it's convenient for them.
Sure.
So sometimes I need to provide a little incentive to get somebody to do something on my timetable. A great example that they referred to earlier is the three jobs we talked about with moving. I have a donor that wants to give us a house full of furniture. And we have to pick it up next Thursday between 9 and 12. So, okay, let's...
Small window.
Small window, and I got to find that's going to work for somebody. It doesn't always do that because people aren't willing to make that sacrifice. But if I can say I'm going to pay, you know, three people $100 each to work these 3 hours and come get the truck and move it back and forth and get the stuff and unload the warehouse, et cetera, whatever it takes to do that job, so I don't have to pull, you know, one of my social workers off the phone, so I don't have to pull one of my development people off of their jobs or one of my community outreach people off their job... I can get this job done, and it really doesn't affect the internal workflow to the business. Then it's fantastic.
Share a couple examples.
You know,
that you guys have.
The first big one we did was we were having our first big event. So there was first. My favorite saying now is I never want to do another first anything. First well, annual that, anything.
You passed the 5-year mark. You know, you should have some repeat things.
So this was our first major event, and it was actually up on the Midway, and it was a gala type event. So again, in true step fashion, we're doing it on a shoestring the best we can. And somebody says, "Well, who's gonna do all the serving? We need service, we need support, we need people in shoes and with hands to do the work." And we came up with 30 people we needed. And I said, "Where are we gonna find 30 volunteers to show up at 2:00 for training in a white shirt and black pants?" Start working at 3:00, stay there till 11, help break down after they set it up already.
Yep.
Be out of there by midnight. And in the middle somewhere, they have to follow a lunch schedule break and everybody has to do everything exactly right. And we determined there was no way we could do it. In talking with Aziz, he's like, well, how about, again, I'll provide some funding. You use my platform. You can hire the people. They'll apply. You can pick them. So at that point, my events manager became the custodian of the Step Band to Hands account. So she became very savvy with it. And she posted the job on there and had more than 30 people apply. She selected who she wanted to based on their reviews and their profile. And we had a lot of military spouses. We had a lot of veterans. We had some military older children. They all showed up on time. They all were wearing the correct thing. They all helped set up. They all took their lunch break exactly when they needed to. They were all courteous to all of our donors and attendees. When the event was over, they helped break down. And after breakdown was done, they all stood in line. And my events manager clicked pay on each of their accounts, and they all got their $200.
Incredible. I mean, that's a fantastic testimonial for Band of Hands, the simplicity of it. And you got to pull off a successful gala without hiring anyone new.
Right, exactly.
Without that any additional risk or cost.
Right.
That is fantastic. Folks, you just heard a great example of how Band of Hands and Support the Enlisted Project are partnering together to get things done and to put money in people's pockets and give them a sense of pride and accomplishment in having done a job. And they're taking all of the red tape out of it. I mean, talk about a win-win-win when you really think about it.
And no tax dollars being used. That's the beautiful thing about it.
I love that. Folks, you're listening to Rise Up Radio. You're following us at sdriseup.com. Stick around. We'll be back in a few.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey folks, James Carmody, Synergy One Lending. Are you in the market to buy a property and need to close really fast? Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team is your family-owned mortgage bank. Right now, there's low inventory, there's a lot of offers, it's competitive. Synergy One Lending and the Carmody team can close your loan in as little as 10 days. Call today to find out more. 858-525-3086. Call James Carmody and the Carmody team at Synergy One Lending, 858-525-3086.
AM 1170, The Answer, San Diego.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rise Up Radio. I am your host, James Carmody. We are talking with Band of Hands, AmeriWorks, and Support the Enlisted Project, three great organizations here locally in San Diego. You know, and Aziz Bandra is the CEO of Band of Hands. There's so many applications and so many things that can be done with Band of Hands and your platform. You know, we just heard how Support the Enlisted Project used it in their first gala to actually hire 30 people, have them perform a job, pay them at the end of that job. They took on zero additional risk or cost to do that. And it sounded like it went pretty seamless, which is fantastic. And that is one example. I'm sure you have several.
We have tons of examples, to be honest. But the one thing I really want to stress is donors want to know where their money is going or what are they really doing with their funds, whether it's a corporate donor or the people coming right from Facebook.
My concern, my hard-earned family dollars for the Carmody family, like when we're making our donations throughout the year, it's like I want to know how much of that is actually getting to the end goal and not going to red tape or overhead or administrative costs.
Exactly right. One of the companies we've spoken with literally said, we write $1 million check every year and we have no idea like what happens with that million. Yeah. So because of the technology that's involved, we literally have donors that'll say, I'd like these funds to help the African-American community, the LGBT community, the veteran community, or whoever it may be. Because of the technology involved, all of that data is captured so we can, through AmeriWorks, they can report back exactly where every single dollar went. So we're taking the results of the donation and going right back to the donor and saying, this is what your money accomplished. And so it helps people who want to donate to realize, hey, you mean I can give to a specific community and know how many jobs, what was the average cost of the jobs, how many jobs were created, who those jobs went to. And even, you know, one of the things that we've talked about through AmeriWorks is building the platform out to where there can be ongoing communication with a recipient of your dollars. Now I can come back and say, hey, James, your donation helped me put food on my table. Your donation helped me actually buy groceries for my family today. So it's taking those results and linking it back to the donor.
Which, I mean, the donors love all day because, I mean, that's what they want. They want to know, okay, where did my dollar go? Where did I make this impact? What value did I provide an individual or a group of folks?
Yeah, impact is key. That's one of the biggest things we always try to communicate to our donors. And when you can say, you know, that $100 went directly into somebody's hand because they provided a needed service that it was needed in the community or to further support this cause, it really goes a long way in the credibility of it and really understanding the most efficient use of dollars.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Aziz, you know, share with us, you know, kind of your bigger picture for Band of Hands. I know we're just kind of getting to the tip of the iceberg here, but where do you want to take this?
So we want Band of Hands to become the go-to platform for people that need money right now. With our next version that'll be coming out, our payment processor will actually allow for 5-minute pay. So think about that.
Wow.
You're a college student, you're broke, you got to buy books, sure, you're hungry, whatever it may be, you could open up an app, see that, hey, there's a real estate agent that'll pay $120 to pass out 200 flyers in a neighborhood.
Yep.
Put on your sandals, walk around a neighborhood and pass out those flyers, and 5 minutes later, your debit card has $120 on it. It's powerful. It enables people. It's that social impact, that upward mobility that helps people get up and get off, you know, onto a better start. So we're looking for Band of Hands. We're kind of that gap filler. Our goal is to be that platform nationally, and we're actually in talks with some for taking the entire concept to other countries already. But our goal is, you know, hey, we're American, and more so we're San Diegans. So. Yep. I had people say, tell me if you want to start a successful technology company, you got to move up to the Bay Area. And I said, I'm not doing it. We're doing it right here in San Diego. I've been here since 1966. We're not about to move today. So that's what it's about. We want to create a platform that anybody in the country can jump on, take a job, and have money for the weekend, money for the evening, gas in their tank, or put diapers on their children.
Incredible. Incredible. And Kurt, you know, from the AmeriWorks side, like, what's the impact been like for you guys with AmeriWorks and your organization?
Well, the impact has been fantastic. I mean, first of all, working with Aziz and his team at Band of Hands is phenomenal, because when you take a look at the technology that they've developed, I mean, they've spent well over $1 million, haven't you, on that technology. There's no way a nonprofit organization like AmeriWorks or even a STEP could you know, spend that
kind of... I don't know many nonprofits at all.
Yeah, but we can piggyback on that technology.
Yeah.
So you know, when we see in real life what it does to somebody, $100 may not sound like a lot of money to some people, but there's a lot of people that woke up this morning and they said, what are we going to do today to put food on the table, honey? I mean, what are we going to do? You know, I mean, something hit them hard. You know, Christmas is over now. What do we do? And we're saying, hey, listen, you know what? We go to the Band of Hands website, take a look. There's organizations like STEP and others that are posting jobs on there. You can go make money and help a nonprofit at the same time. So it's very impactful.
Yeah, I mean, I'll repeat it again. To me, it's a win-win-win. You know, I mean, you're seeing your money, you know, get deployed twice. And that's incredible.
Yeah, we're very happy with how the process has developed and how the testimonials are kind of coming out of this, because it really is a beautiful thing. I mean, think about it. Anybody listening to us today, any corporate CEOs or whomever it may be, if we collected $1 million today into AmeriWorks, that would be dispersed to the entire San Diego community in $80 to $120 jobs. And the benefit of all of that labor are people like Tony, our veterans groups, our different organizations all around the city. So we're really taking what they're already donating, we're just giving it to the individuals and having the full benefit of their labor help good organizations like STEP.
What are some of the other organizations you're seeing that, you know, are taking advantage of your company and the platform?
So one of the organizations we're working with is New Gateway, Michelle John. They're part of the Rock Church. They are the ministry for the Rock Church. We've actually worked with them and done a lot with them, where they've been literally able to take like a young gentleman named Sal, wonderful individual. He was kind of down and out, looking for a place, looking for work, and needed a place to stay. He literally took a job, and he called us and said it was amazing because that job got him a bus pass for another month. So think about it. We didn't realize at the time he was homeless, but that mobility of having a bus pass allowed him to continue going on job interviews, and he ended up getting a full-time job here in San Diego. So it changed his life, allowing him to have the ability to earn right now. That's right. So we have like Michelle John at New Gateway, Urban Life Ministries, and then
love those guys. They're a loved guest of Rise Up.
Oh, they're wonderful. Sarah Carter and that whole organization, they're wonderful. And matter of fact, Shell Oil just gave a significant donation for their benefit. So they're taking that entire amount of money that Shell gave them. They're going to disperse that into their community on our technology to create work for their organization.
That's incredible. You know, what I like to see is the continued adoption. You know, right. And I know that was probably one of the bigger hurdles out of the gate is how do we get this out? How do we get people to adopt this and say, download this app?
That it's getting the word out. We are not a company that's raised $100 million that we're just, you know, covering the entire gamut of radio, TV, billboards, and so on and so forth. We're doing it more mouth, you know, just person to person, if you will. And thank you for having us on your show today to help get the word out. But by collaborating with people like Tony, with local charities, with local companies, we're working with several different local large corporations, and they're kind of looking at us and saying, hey, this is a pretty interesting idea. We can still benefit the charity that we want to benefit, but we're doing it by creating jobs in our community. So it's, as you said, it truly is a win-win. Everybody benefits. The charities benefit, the people in the community benefit, and the donor benefits because now they know exactly where their money is going, and they're getting all of that feedback and analytics and data back saying this is what your dollars created.
It's, I mean, that's incredible. I think, you know, myself as a business owner and an individual and the head of a household, you know, and we're giving dollars out, okay, I want to know where those dollars are going. Like, for every dollar I give, how much that actually gets to the end mission? And then on the other side of that, as a business owner, you know, I run a small team on the lending side of things, but there's certain things that we just don't have bandwidth or capacity for. And okay, great. We can go on to Band of Hands and say, hey, this is what we need to get done. This is what we're willing to pay, and have multiple people come on and apply for that job. You have their profiles, their ratings on there. So I can kind of sift through and say, okay, these people aren't a fit. This is the right fit for me. And then I track it all the way through to the end and get the feedback and kind of the testimonial and what was the experience like for that person that actually fulfilled on the job.
Exactly. Exactly. Think about the hurricanes and everything we had in the South. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Will, who works for the Red Cross. They were looking for as much as 100,000 volunteers. And of course, we're sitting here thinking, how do you get 100,000 volunteers when there's 94 plus million Americans unemployed or underemployed? But what if, just what if, we could go to the big corporations around the country, and if we could have collected $30 million and said, we'll pay each one of those individuals $100 a day to go help with the tragedy in the South. So think about it. You could have paid $3,000 to 100,000 people. You would have had a line from here to Houston versus I'm sure they came nowhere near their goal of reaching 100,000 actual volunteers. But if you paid them, it takes it to a whole nother level. And the corporations are donating anyway.
Fantastic. Tony, what's something that you want to drive home for our listeners with Band of Hands in your relationship that people should take away from listening to this today?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing is understanding. It's kind of complex, and it takes people a while to get it. We use Band of Hands as a service.
Yep.
To get work done for STEP. STEP needs something done. We post a job on Band of Hands. Me as a private consumer, if I wanted somebody to come paint my fence, I could put that job on Band of Hands. Three people would apply. I pick the right person. They paint the fence. I think that idea is a fantastic idea by itself. When you add the AmeriWorks element to it, now you have a nonprofit that can take money from corporate funding to be given to charities like STEP, right, to provide the work the same way. So now what I essentially get out of this is, you know, a prepaid debit card for laborers. I don't have all the bandwidth. I need to get the work done. And this is a way for me to continue to build my business, continue to serve the community, continue to serve the young military families without putting additional burdens for manpower onto STEP.
Incredible, incredible. Aziz, parting words for our listeners.
I appreciate the time and helping get the word out.
Absolutely, happy to share.
Please visit our website or download our app, Band of Hands on iOS at the App Store or Google Play, Band of Hands or bandofhands.com. And also visit AmeriWorks, which I'll let Kurt say that. But every time you donate, you're empowering someone. You're giving those funds to an individual. So I encourage you all to help us get the word out and help us help San Diego.
Absolutely. So folks, you're going to want to go to bandofhands.com. You're also going to want to download the app. Check out AmeriWorks.org as well as support the Enlisting Projects. Gentlemen, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for being servant leaders here in San Diego. It's clear that you guys are making an impact. And what I love is that you're collaborating together to make a collective impact. So thank you for continuing to rise up. I'm your host, James Carmody. Continue to rise up.
Rise Up Radio is sponsored by James Carmody with Synergy One Lending.